This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, I better book Hotel Babylon to chat to our next guest. People may even think we've got some serious attachments going on with all of our mistresses. Enough with the tongue-in-cheek, let's move on to a bit of lip service with its very own creator, Harriet Braun. Welcome to Her Society.
Hi.
Now, firstly, congratulations on the success of Lip Service 2 seasons later. Did you think the series would gain such a good reception?
Well, I mean, I certainly hoped it would. I guess I worked very hard to make sure that it was extremely important that it was a hit with the lesbian audience. You know, I knew that if we didn't win them round and they didn't feel that it was authentic, then, you know, I would feel that we had failed. So we worked very, very hard to make sure that it did feel authentic to a lesbian audience. And you know, I was delighted when we were, you know, very popular with the gay press and the gay audience. And also that I kind of figured that if we had believable characters and, you know, engaging storylines, that we would also get a wider audience, and we did. So that was really, you know, satisfying.
That's a great thing about having and attracting lesbian audiences and getting their kind of their vote on side, really, because they develop quite a cult following of series like that.
Oh, certainly. I mean, I think that a lesbian audience is always a very tough crowd, but if they take to something and, you know, they are enthusiastic about it, because there isn't a great deal of lesbian programming, then, you know, they will be a very loyal and very supportive crowd. And we were extremely lucky that they came on side, you know, and that people did like it.
Speaking of cult lesbian audience followings, given that the L Word was really, you know, the first series on the mainstream television screens that portrayed female same-sex relationships, are you finding you continually have to compare Lip Service to the L Word?
I think I always knew it would be totally inevitable that there would be comparisons, but what I sort of always say is that, you know, people really have to judge Lip Service on its own merits, and that in a way it's a bit self-defeating, because, you know, there's more than one police drama, there's more than one hospital drama. You know, it would be nice if people could just think, well, there's these two different lesbian dramas and we can enjoy them both and they don't have to be in competition with each other, you know, because why shouldn't we have more than one drama, you know?
Absolutely.
You know.
And what's a lesbian series without all the drama, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Arlene Chaikin wrote The L Word based on her, you know, real-life experiences in LA, and I believe you did the same with your experiences in Glasgow.
I think as a writer, I don't live in Glasgow. I mean, I have friends who live there, and I would visit there a lot, but I live in London. But I think as a writer, you draw from your own experiences, but it's not autobiographical. I mean, they're fictional characters in a fictional world, but to make something feel real, you know, it's absolutely inevitable that you will steal from your own life, how you've reacted to something or how something makes you feel. You know, you're always looking to your own life.
Absolutely. And I've got to say too, Harriet, one of the things that I find that's very strong about Lip Service is the casting. And I think your fan base would probably agree, it must have been a very tough job watching those pretty ladies audition.
I've never been asked that before.
Tough job, eh?
I think that, to be honest, it's actually quite a long and arduous process. So your focus is really so much on, you're so anxious about getting the right people. I think that's really where your focus is. You know, you're desperate for someone to come in and to read really well. And I think that the buzz is when someone comes in and you think, oh my God, this is them. You know, we found them. This is amazing.
Fantastic. Well, I've got to say that, and my listeners asked me to ask you this too, what was it like when you met Ruta's character, Ruta for the first time, when you cast her as Frankie? Did you find the synergy to be perfect?
Well, when she came in and read, I mean, it was one of those moments where Frankie was a really, really hard, we knew she would be a really hard character to cast. And when Ruta walked in and sat down and read, it really was one of those moments where you go, oh, whoa, this is, you know, we could, this could be her. And it was actually, funnily enough, not that far into the process. I thought we would have to see, you know, countless people. And we did, you know, we had a lot of people lined up to read for us. But with Rooter, it was definitely one of those moments that this is, you know, this is her. Yeah.
Really sucks to be you, Harriet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, Harry, it's one of the feedback we've had from Lip Services. You know, it's six episodes over the first season and the second. Is there a strategy behind keeping it short, or do you feel it's best to portray things in a very concise manner?
Oh, we don't make the decision. The decision is made by the BBC. You know, right. I mean, obviously, I think anyone making a show would probably say, listen, we'll have 8, we'll have 10 episodes, we'll have 13. But it's quite common in the UK to have a run of 6 episodes, and a lot of it's to do with budgets and spreading budgets between different shows and allowing, you know, a lot of people the opportunity to make their shows, because otherwise it narrows down how many shows there can be, if, you know, because it's obviously every episode costs money, you know. So we don't make that decision. We are told how many episodes there are.
Fantastic. Thank you for clarifying that, Harriet. And season 2 left us with a tragedy, which we won't go into any spoilers, because I know some of our ladies who listen to Her Society haven't seen season 2 yet. But was that a hard choice to make as a writer?
Well, there were lots of factors that brought that decision about, which I've kind of written about online, but because your listeners might not know what I'm referring to, I can't really
exactly
give too much away. So you know, my hands are a bit tied answering that question, because it would reveal too much.
That would too. I'll leave that to our listeners to do their detective work.
Yeah, and they can. If they want to know, they can look online. They'll find some information.
There you go, guys. And can you give us a teaser on to what's coming up in season 3?
Oh gosh, I can't really, because A, we don't know if there'll be a season 3. We're still waiting to hear from the BBC. And B, you know, at this stage, so much could change from, you know, now to the point where it's filmed, that I could say something and then it could all change. I guess that if I just, you know, I can't ask anyone to hold me to it, but I guess I might try and find some happiness for Tess.
Oh, yay! We love Tess.
I love Tess too. She's great. She's a great character.
Tess is my favourite character, and Fiona Button is just absolutely hilarious in her portrayal of Tess, I have to say too.
She's so great, Fiona, and such a kind of natural comic talent. She's really, really wonderful.
And she's kind of that girl who, no matter what she does, something seems to go wrong. Seems to be the kind of girl I fall in love with. Harriet, we have a game we like to play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? Now, we're not going to ask you for your phone number, but it's a game where we've got questions numbered through from 1 through to 50, and we ask you to pick 3 random numbers, and we're going to you the corresponding number. Would you like to play?
Okay. I will have number 15.
15. Okay. If you could invite 3 people to dinner, who would they be?
Oh, my goodness. That one needs quite a lot of thought. who would I invite? I've gone completely blank. Obviously, there's loads of people I'd like to invite for dinner, but not a single one. Who would I invite? Probably, I'd imagine there are some, you know, famous writers who I would really like to talk to, a whole load of them. Oh, there's bound to be someone in politics I'd like to invite to dinner. But I can't narrow it down, I'm afraid.
That's right. I did put you on the spot there, and I do apologise for that. Hit me with another number.
Number 8.
Number 8. Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
There you go. You picked an easy one.
Number 17.
Number 17. Okay, this is also an easy question. Who is the best-looking radio host in Australia and the universe?
Oh, that's not fair. I need another one. I can't know. Well, I'm sure it's yourself. I'm absolutely sure. I don't know many Australian radio hosts, but it seems to me.
Thank you very much. See, I knew we'd get along fine with this questionnaire.
Number 4.
Okay, this is one that might need some further thought. Who would you turn straight for?
Oh, okay. I know. What's his name? The actor who was in Brokeback Mountain.
Heath Ledger?
No, the other one.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yep, there we go.
He is gorgeous, isn't he?
Yep.
Yes. One of my men I turned straight for, too. Harriet Braun, thank you very much for your time tonight. Absolute pleasure having you on Host Society, and we hope, pray, and wish that we get Lip Service Season 3 so we can see what happens.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you, too.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.